This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome back. Congratulations. I gave away another little mini gift bag. Tom Peter was the lucky caller and got him. A lot of calls. Thanks a lot. That always is good for your ego when a lot of people are listening. And especially in the middle of the day. Hey, I know. I don't know if I'd listen, but I do the podcast, knssradio.com. You can listen live streaming if you're not near a audio device. Or better yet, you can get the podcast. You can even subscribe and get notifications when it's posted. Washington Wine Month. Washington is such a magnificent growing region in our country. And if you've never been, you should plan on doing that. There is so many things that have improved, not only in winemaking technique and product produced, but the wine tourism issue in Washington State is leaps and bounds over what it was 20 years ago the first time I went, 25 years ago. I mean, in 1993, there was 11,100 acres of grapes planted. Now, and this was 93. We had an established business producing quite a bit of wine. Today, in 2019, almost 60,000 acres, a six-fold increase in the number of vineyard acres that are in production. Last year, 16 million cases of wine. I mean, the record harvest was in 2016. 2017 took a hit. And 2018 was about the same. 2019 is going to be booming. Bud Break hasn't started up in Washington yet. Just found out Bud Break did start down the Central Coast in Paso. So it's that time of year. You know, there's Columbia Valley is the grape basket for Washington winemaking. You know, yes, you can go to other places on the west side of the Cascade Mountains, but the heart of it is in Columbia Valley. And for the longest time, and still today, a lot of wines are just labeled Columbia Valley. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's less – here, wait, listen. Oh, yeah, you got to hear that. It's less – you want more information. You want to know where the grapes came from and who produced them, how they were turned into wine, what the barrel regimen was, and – now there is 14 sub-appellations, and that means little chunks of land cut out of the, delineated out of the huge Columbia Valley. Oh, my goodness. I just poured some of the wine of the week. I mentioned it before. It's Le Ecole number 41. This one's labeled just Columbia Valley. It's their Frenchtown red blend. I'll tell you about that in a minute. I'm sipping and smelling right now. But the winery growth. In 1996, there was 80 wineries. That was a huge increase from 1981 when there was only 19. Today, there's nearly 1,000 different wineries. The average white-to-red ratio, 58% red, 42% white, and that has fluctuated some, but always been a nice blend, a nice, even distribution of types produced. Remember when Washington first started, the wine or the grape that was going to be it was Riesling. Washington's going to be the Riesling producer of the world. And then there was a couple other aromatic whites, Viognier, Semillon, Chenin Blanc. But really then, no, Chardonnay is going to be the grape. When they found out you could use Dijon clone at the right elevations, that would work good. But then red wine, of course, was always at the top of everybody's mind. And I think it started with Merlot and Syrah. And now, of course, those two are still in the top three, but Cabernet is at the top. Cabernet, Merlot, Syrah, Cabernet Franc, and Malbec are the top five grape varieties under red wines. Chardonnay is the top with Riesling second for white. And how did you know? How do I know all these facts? Well, one, I love Washington wine and I pay attention. But if you, God, if you could travel quick and you want to have some fun, right now, coming up next week, Washington Wine Month. It's March 28th through the 31st. There's all kinds of information. There's a Facebook page. The tastewashington.org is where you would go to learn more about Washington State. There's all kinds of information. It says one of the buttons is trade. Spend some time there. It's not just for me. It's for you. It's for anybody that wants to learn more about Washington State. And if Taste Washington, I printed out their program with all the seminars, all the wineries represented, all the restaurants and exhibitors. It was, what do you guess, Max? That's about 35 pages, 40 pages, a lot of stuff. But I digress. Let's talk about the wine of the week. Alan Shoup, I wanted to have him on the program. He is literally one of the fathers of Washington wine. He made Chateau St. Michel what it is today. And when he retired from St. Michel Wine Estates, that company that he morphed Chateau St. Michel into, with multiple labels of different products, he started Long Shadows. And Long Shadows was always his dream to have winemakers from other growing regions, not only outside of Washington, but from all over the world, come to Washington, make wine in Washington with Washington grapes. It is one of the coolest production facilities in all of Columbia Valley, but in particular in Walla Walla. And right down the street from that is Lea Cole number 41. And it's an old schoolhouse building turned into a magnificent showplace for the wines that they produce. And they produce a lot of wines. If you haven't had anything from Lea Cole, you should look. No matter whether you like white or red, there's just some great single vineyard blends. There's some great Semillon on the white side. I'm always a fan of their Chardonnay and Chenin Blanc. They make one of the coolest Grenache rosés. Well, but red wine. This is their hang your hat. Again, Cabernet from Walla Walla, Cabernet from Columbia Valley, Cabernet from the Estate Vineyard, Ferguson Vineyard right there in Walla Walla, Seven Hills, Pepper Bridge. They have access to some of the best fruit. I just poured a little sip of the 2016 Frenchtown Red Blend. Oh, my God. It's this is kind of a Bordeaux composition, if you will. Merlot, Cabernet, 41% Merlot, 28% Cabernet, 5% Malbec, 3% Cabernet Franc. But then it's a little different. It's got a little bit of Rhone activity going on. 14% Syrah and 9% Grenache. So it's not a Meritage red blend. It's not designed to compete against French Bordeaux, but it's so aromatic. It just smells so pretty. And the wines were from a grape vintage. 2016 was a lesser quantity, but great quality. Mild weather through the harvest made the harvest work really well and provided long hang times. Oh dear. Wild blackberry, red cherry, black currant. Smells so pretty. And subtle oak. I'm looking to see. The wine was aged 9 months in neutral French and American oak. What does that mean? 2 or 3 year old barrels, maybe even a little older than that. Not going to put a whole lot of oak aging to it. But it's a beauty. It's a Jacob Liquor Exchange. It's Lea Cole number 41. The 2016 Frenchtown Red Blend. I'm Guy Barrett. It's Good Life. See you next Saturday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.